Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to a splendiferous.
That's a really good
second half of No Need for Apologies. I'm the God, Dave Temple.
I'm the great boy, Derek Ainge.
And we are back with Brownie Marie, who's here
with her sugar daddy app,
pumping the launch of the Fox Hunters Club.
The Fox Hunters Club.
The Fox Hunters is it's actually not sugar daddy.
Anti-sugar.
I know. I'm
baby
fucking
daddy.
With you. I know.
It's
explain your shit
for the young millennial woman
trying to find an older, rich, on his deathbed man
because that's what she likes. Because
that's what she likes.
She has a fine relationship with her father. What do you mean?
Yeah, it's great.
She just likes
Brownie
older
has been
men.
Building this app her whole life. It from, turns out when she was born, she was in older guys. And
yeah,
it's basically
true.
Went on. She's playing the part she was born to play.
It's
much
true.
Success and much love and luck to you with
thank
launching
you.
An app. And again, congratulations on just getting it done.
Thank you. Woo, the journey.
Yeah, man.
The journey.
And getting through that process, let's hope that you never end up in a situation like these TikTok motherfuckers are. Ooh.
You hear about this shit?
They developed a whole app, got the world all hooked on it, and yeah. America's like, nah, shine.
I can't
nah.
say America, just the president. America's been doing TikTok challenges. These motherfuckers, America's nothing but a TikTok challenge.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think the president likes it a little bit. Right?
Well, no, the president, he don't know what the fuck. He don't
know
what TikTok
doing.
Is. There's
right.
no way. Someone is telling
there's
him.
There's a bunch right. of squares telling him.
This thing
yo.
Is a problem right. because China is doing something with it. What? China?
China?
That's their attitude. What?
China, they're getting ahead. Give me a bill to sign.
Yeah, right?
Give me a bill to write off.
Did they, T, what is the scoop on this? They passed the legislation to get it there? Like we're almost there?
Yeah, we're almost there. So Senate passed a bill to ban TikTok from the U.S. So TikTok has 1 year to basically
to find a suitor.
They have to give up a portion of their shit to the U.S.
Wow.
In order for them to do business in
wow.
the U.S.
This is blackmail.
Wow.
This is blackmail.
Is that blackmail?
Like,
wow.
That's the thing.
So
it's
they
like,
basically like sell your company, sell a portion of your company or you're out.
Okay.
To
like
us?
To us. But I think our country thinks that TikTok has China behind them and that China's trying to fish information from us through this
it's
application.
It's all warfare.
They are.
And the CEO is Singaporean, and they kept pressing him about it. They were like, are you working with the Chinese government?
Oh,
are you
shit.
Working with
oh, so wait,
like,
we being
I'm
racist?
From Singapore.
Sound
yeah,
like,
it's not even China.
Like, y'all kind of look alike, so
y'all
we need to know.
That's
huh?
rough.
Ain't Singapore close to China?
Jesus
y'all niggas
Christ.
Is talking.
All right, so you said you got a response from the creator of TikTok? Is that the CEO of TikTok, right?
Yeah, so the CEO of TikTok took to TikTok to respond.
Can't wait.
Let me bring it up. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see this.
Hi, everyone. It's Show here. As you may have heard, Congress passed a bill that the president signed into
law. We can't see it, so hopefully it's the full screen.
Sorry, that was my fault.
Okay.
We're going to do that again.
Okay.
Now we can't hear.
That will take TikTok away from you and 170 million Americans who find community and connection on our platform. Make no mistake, this is a ban. A ban on TikTok and a ban on you and your voice. Politicians may say otherwise, but don't get confused. Many who sponsored the bill admit a TikTok ban is the ultimate goal. It's obviously a disappointing moment, but it does not need to be a defining one. It's actually ironic because the freedom of expression on TikTok reflects the same American values that make the United States a beacon of freedom. TikTok gives everyday Americans a powerful way to be seen and heard. And that's why so many people have made TikTok part of their daily lives. Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. Oh, we are confident, and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail again. Our community is filled with people who have found acceptance and compassion, offered inspiration and encouragement, increased their awareness, and broadened their perspectives, ultimately adding more delight and joy to their lives. Our community is also filled with 7 million business owners who have built their livelihoods on TikTok. While we make our case in court, you'll still be able to enjoy TikTok like you always have. In fact, if you have a story about how TikTok impacts your life, we'll love for you to share it to showcase exactly what we're fighting for. Meanwhile, we will continue to invest and innovate to keep our community vibrant, exciting, and safe. Through our U.S. data security efforts, we have built safeguards that no other peer company has made. We have invested billions of dollars to secure your data and keep our platform free from outside manipulation. I can't say this enough. This extraordinary diverse community is what makes TikTok so special, what makes it matter, and what makes it meaningful. And we'll keep working to ensure you will always have the opportunity, the safety, and the freedom to enjoy all TikTok has to offer.
You want all the smoke.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't trust them because of the jump cuts. I want to know what was edited out.
Okay.
I get it. That's the way you got to talk on the internet.
Yeah, that wasn't
just
a one
in
take.
In case he lost it a few times. You fucking Americans are ruining my business. Like, I just want to see.
Yeah, the jump cuts.
What did you cut out of there? Because that's a 3-minute thing. So this wasn't a time thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, he's keeping a true TikTok algorithm fashion by doing jump cuts, pushing in and out. He's got the captions right above him.
See, this is why
he's got the TikTok background. Also, wouldn't be surprised if right now you were to do how TikTok changed my life and you go viral, because are really, really trying to make a case. So now let's make a clip. How did TikTok change? No need for apologies. Go.
Let's get it.
This is how TikTok changed my life. It made me realize I am an adult. And I have no business being over here. Once them little girls started doing all them sexual, now I was like, no, bud. I knew TikTok made me realize I'm a good man. That's
right.
Yeah.
TikTok ain't him a clickbait, nigga. That's what they said. I'm going to tell you how TikTok changed my life. It let me know that I'm okay on Instagram. I'm all right.
Does your show have a presence on TikTok?
Yes, it does.
TikTok
it does.
Changed my life by featuring me on TikTok for the first time.
Being on
No Need for Apologies.
Hell yeah.
Would you look at that?
Wait, you don't have a TikTok account either? Yeah. No.
Getting old niggas.
Yeah.
They're not on TikTok.
Exactly.
They'll be on TikTok.
Exactly. There's a cutoff.
Scouring for old
people. That's
peas.
Weird that like old people are getting involved and trying to call the shots.
She at the country clubs.
But I will say this. If he would have got me more, I think it would have been a more realistic TikTok video if he'd have just went in his car.
Talk shit. If he would have just went, hey, y'all, and did like, yo, the president fucking up.
Right.
I'm going to let y'all niggas know right now. I want all the smoke, goddammit. That's what I want. This TikTok.
Right.
I don't even like, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, update my TikTok account.
In the car, just yelling and spilling out all your personal business.
The president is a whole bitch right now.
Man.
Talking about bad at TikTok.
That's how TikTok works.
He said, come get the shit.
He kind of said he wanted to smoke.
My thing is, I get it. America is America, but like the whole world is on TikTok. Why are we the predominant presence? Why would it really kill you to not like go do it? And then like other countries don't have GMOs. Other countries don't have all of the shit in the food that we have here. And they just like, yo, let America rock out with the fuck shit.
We the fattest. We the most unhealthy.
Our government is very much saying that their fight is because it's a Chinese-based company and it's a threat to national security. But I don't think that's true. I think they want in on the business.
Yeah.
I think they want in on the ad revenue. I think they want in on how. Because, you know, on right now, when you're swiping through,
that's so
if
funny.
You're selling a product, it's just like HGTV. You could just click right at the bottom and buy it right then and there. I'm sure our country wants in on those sales.
That's how the Civil War started. The North wanted in on the shit that was going on down south.
Another type of sales.
And the South was like, nah, we good down here with all this free labor. And they was like, all right. Oh, you want to do that? War.
Yeah. Cause, well, or the other way around. It was like, y'all need to slow down what y'all doing down there because, basically, my daughter doesn't like it. Right. That's what it came to. Hey, right. Daddy, I don't like it. And he's like, hey, can we cool off? Because I came down, my daughter, she didn't like what's going on.
She didn't like what's going on.
Motherfucker, that's how we eat. The right. North, y'all came over with all that old English money. Y'all was rich already. We still trying to get ours out the mud.
From
now
the
you
mud.
To tell her, it's the same thing, like, you know, if motherfuckers is out here selling drugs 100 miles an hour up and down the corner trying to get their weight up, and then all of a sudden task force come and talk about, nah, you got to shut this down.
Talk like, shit!
Y'all niggas is already funded with y'all bulletproof cars and all that government money. We trying to get ours out the mud. Ain't nobody going to tell me I can't.
Can y'all
can't
clip this? This is Dave's moment in history. This was a beautiful explanation. This is the greatest explanation of Civil War and what the fuck is up. That was the greatest breakdown ever.
Here's the thing. Like, it's like people think that the Civil War was about, like, we want to keep slaves because we hate black people. Like, nah. This is the bread and butter. Right, we trying to catch up.
Yeah,
all that
decision.
Rockefeller money and all that other shit. You said you from Cleveland, right?
Yeah,
Rockefeller and all them dudes that was from Cleveland, they was already caking. You know what I mean? Like, and they had already had,
cake from
the business
up north.
Model. What I think was also fascinating about, like, and I read a lot about history and shit like that, was white people already looked down on the whites in the South.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
As a matter of fact, Rockefeller, one of the things people don't know, Clark Atlanta, he started that. He knew back in 1913 that we needed to liberate the black people in order to boost the overall country.
Sales.
But he knew that Southern whites needed to move up the same way, otherwise it wouldn't work. You know what I mean? Because it's like, but he knew Southern whites were behind Northern whites. That was the reality. You know what I mean?
Them so
it's
rednecks like, down there, slow
right,
shit.
It's like, you come down and you're like, yo, what are y'all down here doing? Like, I mean, thank you. We appreciate all of these textiles and tapestries that y'all sending up here, but damn, this is wild. You know what I mean? And you come to visit your Southern uncle or your Southern cousin.
He got 12 slaves down there.
Bringing you lemonade, like, right? And you like, yo, fam,
what
you
the
just
fuck? Oh,
you just
no.
live amongst these like that, right?
Oh,
right.
No, this That's was like, the mud you was talking about?
Yeah, nigga, remember the movie Willow? Remember Willow?
Yeah, I remember Willow.
When they was mad, when these niggas was covered with brownies and shit. Like, nigga,
he's swarming
with brownies. Yeah, this is millennial conversation right here.
Literally.
Willow.
That's a good reference.
Willow was a great Disney movie before they gayed it all up in the remake.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible. The remake was terrible.
They lesbianed it all up and took out
they
all the midgets
the
for the remake.
I'm unfamiliar.
Oh, okay.
It was bad.
They
watched it.
They canceled the remake.
Huh?
They canceled the remake.
They got rid of it?
Yep.
Thank
Disney
God.
Was like, bye.
But in the in Willow, it's warlocks and wizards and stuff
and midgets
like that.
And shit.
Dwarfs. But then there was even smaller than dwarfs, and they called them brownies. And it was just basically people, but, you know, really
very, very
small.
Close to the ground.
So at one, but they would discriminate. And at one point, they would call the dwarfs pecks. And they would hurl that around like a dirty racial slur.
Like a double G.
And at one point, they referred to him like, it's a peck. And he's covered in brownies.
How have I never heard this? And I go by brownie, and I have for a long time.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Covered in.
But yeah, man, shout out to TikTok. Not Chinese, which is wild to find
not
that
Chinese.
Out.
Not Chinese. Hey, why are we swapping?
I like that he got on and said, I want to smoke. He nicely said he wanted to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't going nowhere. Why?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I challenge all you Americans to get on there and say how good TikTok is for
he
you.
He just TikTok challenged everybody to challenge the government.
Right? I'm gonna do a hot TikTok.
He just challenged the White House with a TikTok.
But I'm gonna say the bad version. I'm gonna say what is dumb for me that made me realize I was a grown up and see if it goes viral. Make sure y'all follow NNFA podcast on TikTok and watch for my posts on what TikTok has done for me.
Yeah.
Is there a hashtag that we're supposed to use with it? Do you know, Nat T?
No, I'm sure a TikTok algorithm will just pick it up.
It'll pick it up.
They know.
Should I do it in a car? Or should I do it with a background?
You should do it with a background.
I'll use the green screen.
There.
Where is the green screen?
Why don't you bring the goddamn green screen back? It's right there.
Yeah, because according to the chat, it's looking very casting couch up in
here. It do look fucked up. Thank you, live stream. Yeah, bring the green screen. Hashtag bringing the green screen back.
Hey, guys, I want to take this moment to talk to you about Capsulite. Capsulite. Come on, you guys know we talked about it before. It's the pill that you put in your drink if you don't want to have that awful next day feeling. Let me tell you something. I've been struggling on and off the sauce lately. I was on this past weekend in Baltimore, and thank God I had my trusty Capsulite little condom wrapper. You know what I mean? Because that's where you keep it, like a little condom. You keep it right there in your little fifth pocket. Sometimes you keep it. I used to keep my condoms in my shoe. That way, in case the ladies ever touch my legs or anything, they wouldn't feel the condoms and think, oh, what are you up to? Did you think you were getting laid tonight? And I don't have to go. I didn't think I was getting laid. This isn't a condom, lady. This is Capsulite, and it keeps me from feeling that awful feeling after I've been drinking Hennessy like a jackass. You know, I drank Hennessy this past weekend. I drank Hennessy like a black teenager, okay? And I knew what Hennessy would do to me, so I'm so glad I had Capsulite because I like to get up and run in the morning. I like to get up and do things in the morning. I like to get out and check out farmers markets in Baltimore. And I can't do that if I'm all dragging and feeling awful from drinking Hennessy the night before. So I encourage you, if you're a type of person like me who every now and again just gives in to the urge to just consume dark liquor, well, then get you some Capsulite because it's going to help you get up and do all the things you want to do in the morning, like thrift shopping, yard work, running, you know, maybe even a little bit of sex. You know, like you ever get like too drunk the night before and then you get drunk and you can't perform, but you wake up in the morning, you're ready to go. That's what Capsulite puts you ready to go. So if you go to Capsulite.com and you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 30% off. That's a coupon code for 30%. 30. 30. 30. Dude, at 30 is the age where you really shouldn't be drinking and having a straw. You should have it under control. So that's why they're giving you 30% off. All right? Because if you're in your 30s and you're struggling from drinking too much, trust me, Capsulite is what you need. Otherwise, use the promo code at the checkout. Yeah, either GAS or Skanks. Is that for us? Skanks? Skanks? Skanks is a funny promo code to use for a drinking app. You know what I mean? Where you go like, hey, man, hey, you skanks. You skanks, you want to get all drunk? So, you'll get 30% off. Go to Capsulite.com, CapsulyteE.com, and get your package today and start drinking like a champ. All right, let's get back into it.
They said it looks like blacked up in here.
Blacked up in here, yeah.
Bunch of creeps. Everybody's creeps.
Here y'all go now.
Very specific.
Is there any
porn
screening
channels to
see whether guys are watching too much porn on your?
Yeah.
Is that a thing with older guys?
Are you niggas addicted to porn?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
It's not even like a thing.
Because they're not really on a computer jerking off like
and
that.
And also
that's
the kind of fascination or kind of obsession that some younger men have about sex and masturbation, it kind of dissipates as you get older. It's like,
you know what's crazy?
I'm gonna just take a nap.
When I was in my 20s, I used to work for this gay dude, and I remember he took us out to like a happy hour.
Wait, what?
After
story?
Gay dude.
He was a gay dude.
CEO of a company, but he was gay. He was cool. But I asked him at happy hour because I was trying to come up in the world. I'm like, yo, man, what do I gotta do to like make money?
You got your ball sucked. I'm just fucking. You did some favors.
I hate niggas. We can't talk about shit.
Nigga, I know, but no, everybody listening, like, what road is he going down? But go ahead, listen.
I asked the dude because he was rich. Because he was rich. Yeah. I'm like, you know, what's the man got to do to get to some real paper legally? And he goes, how old are you? And I think I was 28 at the time. He was like, you're probably not going to have no real money till you're in your 40s. Mm. And he was like, 40? He was like, yeah. He was just like, you're straight. Straight dudes are too preoccupied with pussy. Y'all, and your libido does not go down until your 40s.
Blinded.
Then you can focus and start really making
Blinded
some money. Gay dudes, because sex isn't that hard of a, it's not a game that they have to play to get it.
Right.
They knock that urge off and then they get right back to work.
Ooh.
Dudes gotta play, trick, rent cars, jewelry, clothes, and
pussy.
Spend all his time
spend
texting,
time.
Going back and forth. So he told me, as a straight dude, you ain't gonna have no money till you're in your 40s.
I wanna spread, I'm gonna bring this up.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talk about this, this is huge.
Straight dude told me. Gay dude told me that. So now you see what I was
blue brownie mind, man. She brownie brittle. She brownie brittle now.
We talked about that on the show before, man. I have never, I've never been presented no dick to suck to get ahead.
Right.
I don't know where all of these people are.
Thank God.
Who are being assaulted and harassed.
Hollywood.
And all
Burbank, California.
And I'm like, I've been in entertainment for 19 years. I've made everything on my own merit. No one has presented me. I can't say that I wouldn't, because I have to be presented the situation to know for a fact that
what?
I wouldn't. I
oh,
doubt it.
Lord.
I can say a strong doubt. I know I would say no, but.
This is not good.
Y'all.
Even Brownie like, wait a minute, nigga, what you just said?
I'm being honest.
You doubt.
I can't. Listen, I'm a.
You're not sure
I have a
if
degree.
He would suck a
no,
dick.
No. I have a degree in math. I don't speak in absolutes unless we've already proven it.
Wow.
So because,
that's a very scientific
because
take.
Because nothing has been presented, it's all a theory. So if
oh
I go,
my.
I won't suck no dick to get ahead, that's a theory. That's a theory.
I want to hear what your girl has to say about that.
She knows. Go ahead. Tell him. I'm straight.
She with the shits?
Yeah, he's so straight.
She's like, I'm not even worried.
All of his farts sound like he's pushing them out.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Butthole tight than a motherfucker.
Hey, yeah, your farts have an itch. It come out, it hurt. Like, you got to. Yeah.
Because I want moisturized back there. That's how straight I am. We're straight.
Like,
what do you mean
it's
what's wrong
with fart.
You see these pillows between us?
I see
that's
the
homophobia
pillows.
Homophobia pillows.
There you go right there.
Shout out to Martha Stewart. We need to come out in line of No Need for Apologies.
I know.
Homophobia
can we
pillows.
Get these wrapped with the NNFA logo, please? No one else is using this thing.
Shout out to the pillows. I didn't know.
Right? The chat is dying by how much Derek's sneakers match the red pillow.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah. Oh, like, okay. Black people match everything. I'm like, yeah, by
I
accident.
I didn't even mean to do that.
By accident.
Yeah.
Pretty fly. I'm glad I wore the Jordans today. Very
so,
good times.
Speaking of being presented awful scenarios to get ahead.
Okay.
Meg Thee Stallion is in the news.
Oh, way to segue. Ooh.
Heard about this shit?
Meg Nasty Ass.
Meg Thee Stallion is being sued for sexual harassment.
All right.
Yeah.
This will be a weird. I Tory Lanez is probably in his jail cell right
I thought,
now.
I thought about saying free Tory right there. I was about to say free Tory.
I was about to say free Tory. He's probably in his cell right now. Like
I was about
I told
to say free Tory.
It goes down in the Sprinter
I
van.
Was about
this
to say
girl
free Tory.
Is a mess. Talk to me, T. Jeez. What is going on with
what
Meg
happened
Thee Stallion?
With Meg?
All of these entertainers being taken down in 2024.
It's so weird. So a cameraman who formerly worked with Meg Thee Stallion has filed a lawsuit against her for alleging harassment and other workplace related claims. Excuse me. Emilio Garcia was her cameraman since 2018. Give me 1 second. He's basically saying that he was forced to watch her have sex with another woman in her car.
What?
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
That's no complaint.
That's
I wouldn't
complain.
That's
the complaint. So
that's a complaint?
Yeah.
Another woman?
I didn't know that it was a woman.
He was wrongfully fired.
Oh.
He might be gay.
Wait.
He was
might
fired?
Be gay. And don't be exposing me to all of this.
I want to see Meg
or
make
maybe,
it with another chick.
Yeah,
that would have been kind of cool.
The suit includes 9 labor code violations, including harassment and hostile work environment.
What's so hostile about two? Anyway, I'm sorry.
Garcia alleges the Stallion had sex in a moving car that Garcia could not get out of.
With another woman?
Spain. claims that he was embarrassed, mortified, and offended throughout the whole ordeal.
Really?
I would have been like, the incident, Stallion asked whether Garcia had been in the car, and when he confirmed he was, she allegedly told him, "Don't ever discuss what you saw."
Bro, she be getting high like that? Where she's like, "I didn't know whether you was in the car."
She didn't know he was in the car.
How big is this van? It's a Sprinter van, right?
That's a big bitch too.
This is weird. This is weird that these are the same sort of claims that all these women are getting. He also claims that the rapper chastised him for being fat and eating too much, calling him a fat bitch and telling him to spit out his food.
Okay. Emilio. That's probably what the issue
That's
is.
That's what the issue is.
And no one's going to back you up for that.
Nah.
But if you say, this bitch, she made me do, all right, well, now we got a case. Even if you don't win, just making her spend some money to defend herself and making her spend some money on some PR to clean this up. This is a win for him.
Here
okay.
goes the real reason. And I would do something like this too. He was wrongfully compensated during his employment. He was misclassified as an independent contractor, which didn't let him get health care or overtime.
Oh, wow.
That's why he's really mad.
That's why.
And here's the thing. Like, here's the thing. You cannot run around. You can't flex and then have disgruntled people on your team that's not feeling the same wealth that you feel.
Yeah, it's like
either cut these motherfuckers off or cut them in. But you can't just be running around, you know, hey nigga, we getting it, and then have a motherfucker next to you just like
them wolves gonna turn on if you don't feed them.
Right, man.
But here we go. He went from a $4,000 a month pay rate to a pay per task system. So clearly he was like kind of the situation I was in a few years ago where I was being taken everywhere by my boss, being paid to be there. Like my rooms were being paid for, but I wasn't being paid. And I was working days and days on end with no money.
Right.
And you sitting here, well, I need some money. You just got to see me have sex in a van. So what's up? Come on. Everyone doesn't have that. So what do you think? Is this enough to get her out of there? Or you think she'll shake it off and
she'll probably shake that one off.
I think she'll shake this one off simply because there were no bananas or sexual things done to him. He was kind of just a witness to it, you know?
The bananas. Yeah. That's a Lizzo reference.
Yeah, Lizzo. Yeah. The bananas.
I caught that.
Made them big bitches eat potassium.
I've never seen like women get canceled and become I don't want to say victims, but you know what I mean? Like they're in the crosshairs of this.
Welcome to the rap game.
Yeah, man.
Welcome to the rap game.
Absolutely, yeah. Meg is a full on rapper now.
You're a rapper.
She's been shot. She's been accused of sexual harassment. Like, she is a true
Welcome
spitter.
To the rap gang, Meg. You must have been spitting really good. Bada beep, bada beep, sada bada bada beep, bada bot, bada bot, beep, beep, beep. Good for Megan Thee Stallion.
Has Meg said anything yet?
Gobble meep, bada beep, bada bot, bada beep. That's what she probably said.
I'll phone just for pictures of this red ass pussy. She has not said anything.
Bada beats, gotta beat, what about bada beat? That's how she rap.
Okay, are any of the girls, who had these past couple of years on lock still on top? Like between the Cardi B's, Meg Thee Stallion, Lizzo, like, you know the name. Whoever's been, Beyonce, she stays a bitch.
Glorilla.
Like,
yeah, Glow. Shout out to Glow.
Glow got arrested. She got a DUI.
She got arrested.
Welcome to rap.
And
she got the hardest song out right now.
Bruh,
yes.
Bruh. That video of
her. Yeah, Glow.
Of her getting pulled over and, like, asking the cop, like, do you know who I am? And it's it's a white lady. She's like, no, who are you? You know what I mean?
Oh,
and she's like, never mind. You still going to pick on me. Like,
yeah, Glow.
I'm not picking on you. You brought it up. Who are you?
Still on top.
Yeah, Glow.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
I think secretly Doja Cat.
Interesting.
Doja Cat as like, weird as she's kind of turned in terms of like her visuals and the way that she's acting, you can't deny her bars. You can't deny that she can't rap. You can't deny she can't sing. You can't deny she can't entertain.
Look
she's
at me,
really
look at me.
Live performer.
I see you looking.
So
right.
And she like her troubles are always stupid shit that she says as a biracial child. It's never like sexual harassment
Those
or
got fat
attacking
ass,
people.
Those are a big old monkey back
she
there.
She used to, before the Zempy.
Before
Hers
the Zempy.
Is bad. It's bad.
Yeah, she's thin.
No, no.
She's real thin.
She never got surgery, but she's on the Zemp. So she went from like thighs that don't touch to don't
the
touch.
Yay wide gap.
She's good though. She doesn't look crazy.
The yay wide gap.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. I just saw some footage of Nicki Minaj in concert, and she was just wearing sweatpants now, which is
wow.
Yeah, that whole bottom half has gotten a little weird on her.
That Ozempic, allegedly.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone threw a bracelet on stage, and she picked it up and threw it back.
The way she threw it up made me.
Yeah, it did not. It did,
she's
it
such a girl. I was like, she's such a chick.
That did not reach the person that she threw it at. It just kind of went like right down into
yeah,
like
Nicki Minaj, she ain't played a sport in her life. The way she girl threw it made me laugh. I was like, damn, that's a girl. I was like, Nicki Minaj, she a whole chick.
I didn't see that throw.
That throw stunk.
How are you? Can you throw a football?
No.
No.
I can throw a ball though.
A ball.
Like a ball.
Okay.
But I don't think I even know how to properly hold a football.
Basketball, can you dribble? Like
that. I can't like cross over or anything.
Okay. And when you shoot, is it like, does that back leg kind of come out and do the...
I don't shoot.
You don't shoot?
I probably would do like a two-hand jump.
A little push, a little chest pass at the basket.
I did tennis and track.
Tennis?
Oh, all right, cool.
That's what I did.
It looked like
you
was washing dishes. That's what it looked like.
Yo.
No.
I'm fucking around.
Are you offended by pickleball? I just played pickleball for the first time 2 weeks ago.
You know what? I was interested. I'm a little bit offended.
Yeah?
A lot of old dudes be playing pickleball.
They
you better go ahead. Yeah,
I know.
You better handle your business.
You know what? I'm a big fan of pickleball.
There you go.
Pickleball is growing.
There you go. Just accept it.
There are pickleball clubs. Just across the nation. There's just one that opened up in
step
Philly.
Step into it, Brownie. Yeah. Just step into it. You a fox hunter. You better like all this shit.
I love pickleball.
Yeah.
Haven't had the opportunity to play yet.
I played for the first time two weekends ago.
Oh, look at you.
It was all right.
Okay. Did you play tennis or have you?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, not like on any kind of organized thing. My cousins, they played and they were good because they both got into UPenn on tennis scholarships. So we would like sometimes fuck around with their rackets because they had like multiple rackets in the house.
That's fly.
Just go over to the little rec centers and smack balls back and forth. But yeah, that was it. That was it for me.
That was it, boy.
That was it. Derek, talk to me, man. You was just telling me some good news about a call that you got.
Oh, yeah.
Break. Talk to me about this call.
A movie director who makes Tubi films.
Fuck Tubi!
Hit me up. Was like, yo, man, I really want you to try to be the lead in some shit I'm working on, man. I always thought you was a funny dude, and I could see that you would be able to make the movie as funny as possible. I got a couple motherfuckers. He wasn't talking like that, but he was like, the way he was going about it, he already got a couple movies out on Tubi, so I got to watch them, and I'm telling you to watch a movie called Rub, R-U-B. To see, because that's one of his movies.
R-U-B. It's Rub or The Rub?
Rub. R-U-B.
R-U-B. Rub. So I want everybody, if everyone, Tubi is free. Let's all watch this movie.
Yeah.
Rub. Maybe I'll, we can't do Tubi as bonus content anymore because it blocks it out. Damn. But I'll watch it.
The free website has it. The
free website?
Movie director, if you're listening, we're watching it on Tubi.
They want to develop a movie.
So I'll watch it, and let's see if it's good. And because are you going to do his movie, or you need me to tell you whether it's good or not?
You want to hear the synopsis?
Let's hear the synopsis.
Yeah, I read the synopsis. Let's hear
the synopsis.
This made me laugh.
He's lonely, gets bullied at work, and is unlucky in love. At the suggestion of a coworker, he decides to go to a massage parlor, and in the process... His life changes in ways he never know he would have. I say I can't read. His life changes in ways he never would have imagined.
This is why I love Tubi.
You came to his mind.
Yeah.
No,
he's got a new movie. Got a new movie. He's seen Derek Kirk. And Derek's a phenomenal actor. I don't know if you've ever seen
Don.
It's a drug cartel
King of
movie.
Island.
Huh?
It's a drug cartel movie.
Yeah.
First of all, it's a drug cartel movie. And I'm
almost choked.
And I'm an Uber driver, and I pick up a wrong fare. Basically, that's the
setup.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Like Jamie Foxx.
I'm about to be in my own.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I fucks with that.
I think that was.
So, the Rub, let's check it out.
Rub, because I don't know. I mean, he was on the phone talking that shit, but I was like, all right, I'll watch it. Yeah.
I'm not watching Tubi.
I hope this happens. I just want to see a Tubi movie go from beginning to conception. What's up, Nat? Did you put your hands
we
up for me?
We got a trailer for The Rub.
You got a trailer for The Rub?
Yeah,
let's watch it.
Yeah, we go.
Hey, honey.
Dark and ominous.
Hope you're doing well. Just wanted to call and check up on you. We haven't heard from you
this
in a while.
This is actually really good quality 2B movie so far. So
this shit ain't
really
iPhone.
You.
They're using mics.
Oh, yeah, I'm in. Oh, this shit look crazy.
Is this New York? He has a vision.
We love you.
It only costs you $80.
Best money ever spent.
on the rub.
Have a good weekend, pal.
I'm not a bad person!
Yeah! Okay. I'll check this out.
I was
out.
Skeptical. I've never seen a good Tubi movie, but this looks good.
Tubi movie?
Yeah.
Oh, God, they're all great.
He loves Tubi. Don't stop.
No, you know what?
What if these old niggas like Tubi? You know stop.
They don't.
Brownie, I'm going to help you
they
out.
They don't.
Brownie, I think it's time that we introduce Brownie and redo this segment. Let's do a little Tubi or not Tubi.
Yeah!
Tubi. Not to be.
Oh my God. All right. So, to be or not to be is a fun thing. I'm going to read to you some synopses, or we're going to actually going to have T read them because her voice sounds better, even though. But, and you're going to have to decide whether the description of this movie is a to be movie or, you know, something else, but like a Tubi original, okay?
Or a made-up, not real movie?
No. They're all real movies.
They're all real movies.
But when we read you the synopsis, you guess whether it's a Tubi movie or not a Tubi movie.
Tubi or not Tubi.
So, T, we got 3 Tubi movies in the run of show. If you could, I guess we could just actually go from top to bottom. It's not really important this week, the order. But let's go from top to bottom. And we'll read just a synopsis, and we'll actually have Brownie guess whether or not these are Tubi movies or not Tubi movies.
Indeed.
Tubi.
All right. So, first one. I almost read the thing. Sorry. With her husband away on a business trip, Teresa is surprised to find his estranged foster brother on their doorstep looking for a place to stay.
Not Tubi.
Not Tubi? Okay, so read it one more time, T.
With her husband away on a business trip, Teresa is surprised to find his estranged father... Excuse me. This is wrong. Her estranged foster brother...
His.
There are typos in the synopsis. I changed my answer to Tubi. There's typos in the synopsis. I'm changing my answer to Tubi.
Wow. That was very good. Good for you. Brownie's down the clown.
This is what I'm saying. This is what it says. With her husband away on a business trip, Teresa is surprised to find his estranged foster brother on their doorstep looking for a place to stay.
Okay,
so that's why it should say her estranged foster brother.
It's not. It's his.
Is it his brother?
But then it should say her foster brother-in-law.
It's
his foster brother.
Oh,
her
so
husband's
Teresa
foster brother.
Is a woman. With her husband away on a business trip, is Teresa a man?
No.
Teresa is surprised to find his estranged foster brother.
Yeah, the husband's estranged foster brother.
Oh, okay. The subject is the husband.
Right, okay.
There is no horrible. Typo. No to be.
Not to be. All right. She's saying not to be. Is that right? Actually, no.
You didn't.
That is my brother's wife. That's the name of the movie. It is a
Tubi original.
Okay. Tubi original called My Brother's Wife.
My brother's wife.
Yeah, so, you know, clearly you see the brother leaves town, strange foster brother shows up, and he's like, hey, Teresa, can I stay here? And
trying to have sex with my brother's wife.
My brother's out of town.
Trying to have sex with my brother's wife. That's what that says.
All right, so we got one down. Give me the next one, T.
The brothers-in-law are back. Ben and James get into a compromising situation that threatens to derail a major case and Ben's upcoming wedding day.
Tubi.
All right, read it one more time.
Convoluted.
The brothers-in-law are back. Ben and James get into a compromising situation that threatens to derail a major case and Ben's upcoming wedding.
That sounds like something I see.
I said Tubi.
Tubi? All right. What do you think, Derek? What do you say?
Not to be.
Not to be? All right. Well, we going on Brownie. And Brownie, unfortunately, that's incorrect. That is actually Ride Along 2.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I was like, wait. Yeah.
That's a full-on Kevin Hart movie.
I was like, yeah, that's yeah.
It's on Tubi, but it's not a Tubi original, you know? Yeah, although, Kevin Hart, a lot of stuff has been falling onto the Tubi category. I don't think we really noticed.
Kevin going backwards.
Hart's just been kind of cranking
Kevin cranking out a bunch of paper soldiers.
I mean,
well,
that also wasn't a Kevin Hart, man. That was an Ice Cube movie. So.
Kevin, you see the new one, Soul Plane 2? It's called Lift, but they call it Soul Plane 2.
Bro, and that should have been straight to Tubi.
Yeah,
that
Soul Plane 2.
Wild, man.
Soul Plane 2.
I liked the concept of it, but whew, it fell off fast. All right.
I mean, that action movie he did on Netflix.
That's what we're talking about. Lift, yeah. Oh, really? The art heist thing where for some reason they ran out of money for special effects, yeah. Which is just weird.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Last one. Last one, Brownie.
A decisive event in a young boy's life leads to an adulthood of suspicion. Is he innocent or is there more to him than meets the eye?
Mm.
So far it's been not Tubi.
Tubi,
right?
Not Tubi. Yeah, one that was from Tubi, one that wasn't.
Okay.
You're trying to find the logic in it.
I know, right?
I like that. She's like, I'm not going off of these premises anymore. It's not enough. I can't figure it out.
Not Tubi?
Read it one more time, T.
A divisive event in a young boy's life leads to an adulthood of suspicion. Is he innocent, or is there more to him than meets the eye?
Okay. And you said not to be? Derek, what do you think?
Sound like Transformers to me. So I'm going to say not to be.
Not to be. All right. You guys are both wrong. That is a Tubi original. It's called Somewhere in Baltimore. We were going to do this last week.
Starring.
Huh?
Starring.
Yeah, we were going to do this last week. And we didn't get to it because we were in Baltimore last week.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to do, but it's starring Bobby Valentino.
Wow.
Like, and this is like from 2022.
Wow. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, Bobby B. This is what I love about Tubi. You
Bobby
just never
Valentino.
Know who's gonna pop up on this motherfucker. Ugh. We was in Baltimore and we ran into a comic that we know from Detroit, Mike Bonner. Shout out to Mike Bonner. But Mike had started popping up in Tubi movies. Like he used to be here in New York and then he went back to Detroit for a little while. But now Bobby watching Tubi movies and he just pops up in them. Now, funny situation. He comes in mid-show. Show's going on. I think Derek is on stage. And the way we kind of do some of these stand-up shows, sometimes we do a live podcast. Sometimes we just do stand-up where I'll do some time, Derek will do some time, and then we both come up and fuck around together for like another 20 minutes. You know what I mean?
Do more time.
Two mics, right? So when they come in, him and Tony Woods, they kind of come in backstage and they're all like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, oh, you guys can hang out back here. I have to go back out, so I'll see you guys later. But when I saw Mike, immediately, Mike, I just saw you in a Tubi movie, man. Like, yo, congratulations, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, thank you. So we're on stage and we just bring up Tubi movies. And I'm always bringing them up to joke around. I get it. They're low-budget films. We're fucking right. around. We're having a good time. But apparently, unbeknownst to us, Mike was on the side getting ready. He thought we was about to shout him out. He's like, yo, y'all like Tubi movies?
Well, yeah, here comes my moment.
Right.
In the house, we got a Tubi celebrity.
And my man
was over there primping and like, the other comics were with him, and then we just proceeded to shit on Tubi movies.
As one does.
It was bad. He was cleaning up. He was cleaning up. He's like, I'm about to get announced.
Man, we came backstage after the show. He's like, what the fuck? You going to sit here and compliment me on my Tubi movie, but then go on and shit on Tubi?
Yeah, man. We had a good time, bro. You know, sometimes the Tubis.
Yeah, man.
Them Tubi movies.
That is wild.
I haven't been that bored yet.
To watch Tubi, you know what? Yeah. I'll give you that because that's what got me hooked. I had some things happening that I needed to sit still, and I needed to just be still.
Yeah.
And it's only but like Netflix, it don't do it for me no more.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's such a big. There's letdowns.
Yeah.
Tubi, there's no letdown.
No letdown.
Really? I have no expectations. I expect nothing. And I usually get way more than I'm expecting, or at least like a good hour and a half of just like, hey, I can laugh at how crazy this is, but I'm also inspired by the, they got it done. You know what I mean?
Like bootstrapped.
Huh?
The meat fires low budget.
Exactly. You know how hard it is. You just launched an app.
Bootstraps is the name of the studio.
You know how hard it is to go from conception to. So I respect that, and I will give them the views any way that I can. I will always big up 2 movies on here. I will tell people to go watch Tubi movies. We've even had watch-alongs with some of my favorite Tubi movies. So, you know, can't call
fair enough.
And I'm going to try to get on one. Just to be an asshole.
And drive some people over there to go see.
Be funny. Maybe do a scuba doo bop doo boo dee bop bop bop. Make some noises. It'll be a good time.
I can do scat.
All right. Cover one more thing here. Current event here. Talk to me. What is this? True Moo is offering blue milk. True Moo.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's one of these milk companies.
It's a milk's thing. True Moo. You see them at the rest stop.
Cow's milk. People are still drinking cow's milk?
In true, well, yes, they are. And in true nerdy fashion, True Moo has partnered up with Lucasfilms to drop blue milk for May the 4th, which is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with
for Blue Harvest?
Right. Yeah, what's the blue about?
So let me see.
I'm sorry, I have sex with women. I'm not gonna...
You know what? I don't even know either. Says that it's like vanilla-flavored, low-fat milk.
Wow.
Will be sold at certain
And it's
retailers.
The color blue?
Let me see.
Could you imagine, does the cow get any say?
No.
Does the cow get any say? Like,
no say.
Hey, man, I had to work hard to produce that.
Yeah.
I would like to give
blue?
That to some calves.
Oh, so this batch is blue instead of for my children? Okay.
And y'all just going to dole it out the nerds at movie theater.
Yeah.
And that's what y'all doing with my shit?
It's vanilla flavored, but it's blue. I don't know. There's no real reason.
Blue Harvest, right? That's the Star Wars thing.
I guess Galaxy Edge in Disney parks.
Are the nerds going crazy in the chat right now? Like, what the fuck? You don't understand the blue milk? No, I don't understand
No,
the
actually,
blue milk
everyone's
nerds.
Like, great. They put food dye in milk. Great.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, right.
There's a drop of blue, two drops of blue between each True Moo.
Yeah, but it did get me thinking about all the nasty, colorful collabs that have been done in our lifetime. And I wanted to know if you guys wanted to go on a little
because we went crazy with food coloring. Once we got that down pat, we started throwing that shit in everything. We are obsessed with changing food, other fucking color. Do you remember, were you a product of like the late 80s, early 90s when we were just dying a lot of food?
No, more so like mid 90s.
All right, mid 90s. So was you around for the red velvet boom?
Was there a boom?
There was a fucking boom.
Yeah,
the red velvet boom was crazy.
Okay,
but
so
everything was flavored.
Everything was red velvet for 2 years.
Because red velvet is just chocolate with red food coloring.
That's all
it is. It's just chocolate cake.
It's chocolate cake.
So I don't care what anyone
says. So different?
Exactly.
Is it the cream cheese frosting?
It's disgusting.
It
tastes different.
It's disgusting, it's weird. And it doesn't.
Because the dye tastes funny.
It doesn't change colors coming out, so it's pretty scary. When you go to wipe and you're
like, you'd be shitting red. Right. You'd be shitting red velvet.
Do you think your milk would come out blue? I mean, your poops would come out bluish?
If you ate blue shit
what?
With
you
milk.
Had the blue milk?
It's taking a turn.
Yeah, it doesn't go anywhere.
Hey, what you want? Comfortable or something?
Old men shit, you know.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Yeah.
This whole episode is about you loving on your old niggas.
Right.
So
right.
Them niggas probably shit blue
they
milk without even
milk
a dye.
A long
they probably
time ago.
They probably all up on Star Wars also. You know what I mean?
They was probably on Star Wars.
All right. So what were some of the colorful foods that we had back
so
in the day?
I had to reminisce.
Okay.
Here's one of my
I remember that.
This
easy
one
squirt.
So much. The easy squirt.
What is it?
Ketchup. It came in purple, green, and
blue.
Yellow.
Fuck.
That's
ketchup.
Blue. Yeah.
I don't care what anyone says. It tasted funny. It was,
I'm going to tell you this.
It tasted like
Ecto
plastic.
Cooler.
This was a thing?
I don't
Ecto.
Like, here's the thing. I don't like blue as a color for consumption in general.
Okay,
right.
Talk
blueberries,
shit.
Cool, but they get more purple.
Yeah. Right.
But blue, like, I don't like blue icing on cake. I used to hate that.
Yeah.
I hate when kids have blue tongues.
Yes.
That, to me, is disgusting. Like, I am a red water ice guy. I'm not changing the color of my lips and my tongue because of a treat. You know what I mean?
Hey, shout out to Blue Raspberry Soda. It was one of the greatest things I've ever drank in my life. Huh. I don't know what this goofy nigga talking about.
Who makes blue
raspberry soda? Why fucking any soda company that used to make blue raspberry? Shout out to them. Blue just, soda. Oh,
actually, it probably tastes was good. It?
Pepsi Blue. Do you remember Pepsi Blue?
I remember Pepsi Blue.
Bring this up. Look at that. This was a...
Crystal clear Pepsi. Pepsi
that wasn't
blue.
Just a bottle.
Clear Pepsi.
It was a blueberry flavored Pepsi.
Wow. Ooh.
It only lasted for like 3 years on
yeah,
the market.
Pepsi Blue.
See? Because remember when it's they made odd. Cherry Coke and it was the same color? Remember when they yeah. made vanilla Coke and it was the same color? So you lose me once you start adding colors to some
What about
shit.
Orange soda?
Delicious.
Yeah, and it make your tongue and mouth orange, which is a normal mouth color.
Oh, wow. No, it's not. That's like
that's not a normal. That's more normal than
that's,
blue.
That's like iodine yeah. color.
When you get, listen, in the summertime, when they start that's doling operation. Out freeze pops,
right.
the one with the red, the blue one, get him out of here. He's a
the
fucking weirdo.
So that's the psychopath.
Huh?
So the blue water ice nigga is a psychopath.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
All
right.
Especially when he get it all over his shirt.
Oh.
What happened? Did you just eat a Smurf? Why does okay. your mouth look like a crime scene?
A blue crime scene.
Right. All and right. those kids never brush their teeth before they go to bed.
Dang.
Right.
They just lay down, and then before you know it, they got to get them caps on their teeth. So now it's just them silver caps with all that blue shit still around it because they ain't learned their lesson.
Oh.
This is awful.
Yeah, you okay. grow some brownie out.
Here's another one that used to change people. Cereal straws.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
You guys remember this? When Fruit Loops and all these cereal brands started making straws for you to drink your milk.
You drink the milk through
the
straw.
Still getting the flavor of the cereal.
Yeah.
Okay, now when you say you remember this, you had this or you just remember the commercials?
I remember the commercials.
I didn't have these.
Yeah, yeah. My mom was not springing
for that. This is past my time. I didn't have that.
This was like in the 2000s, I think this.
Yeah, a lot of these are like 2000 snacks.
Yeah.
Some of it's from the 90s. But yeah, these cereal straws, I think it was like Fruit Loops and there was a chocolate one, like Cocoa Puffs or something.
Well, Cocoa Puffs has straws?
It was a chocolate cereal.
Well, Cocoa Puffs used to chain your milk chocolate anyway.
Same thing.
Right.
But
yeah. Chocolate milk.
Yeah, that was
I
the point.
That.
They were like, hey, you drink your milk after your cereal. Why don't you use this cereal straw with sugar lined on the inside?
Yeah, fuck you all the way
drink
up.
Drink your milk. So you could drink your blue milk with your Fruit Loop straw.
My word. The TikTok's the problem.
That's what I'm saying, right? And TikTok's the problem? America, we been
nah,
wilding.
Kellogg's.
That's a weird thing.
General Mills is fucking up.
One
Fruit
last
Loop
thing.
Straws?
What's that, what else you
One
got
last
there?
Thing. What about Skittles gum? Do you guys remember that?
I remember Skittles gum.
Vaguely.
It was disgusting.
Oh, no.
So like two chews and it was good done.
Yeah,
oh, no.
The flavor didn't last a long time with Skittles gum.
But this was an attempt.
It was a
candy
wash
that didn't work either.
You know what else I used to? You remember Gushers?
Yes. Okay.
Gushers used to come in red and blue.
Red.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And green.
Did they?
Didn't it?
I don't know.
Okay.
But
didn't it?
The red, I mess with the red, but that blue, couldn't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, red was the only good
Can't
one.
Fuck couldn't with the blue.
But have you had Gushers lately?
Nah,
I'm not good.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
So I did an Instacart and I asked for a bag of apples and they gave me like a variety pack of candy instead.
Wow.
And it was like
instead?
Instead. No apples.
Instead.
She just said, oh, fruits. Fruits.
Brown. Instead.
It was the fruit roll ups. It was gush like candy I hadn't seen. Since childhood.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It tasted terrible.
You know what's funny? I've been hearing about this where people, they just kind of substitute it with something else
yeah.
at their own discretion.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know whether this is true, but someone shared a story that they asked for condoms and they were like, they didn't have condoms, so they just brought them a pregnancy test.
Hilarious.
I've heard that story. I think that's something that's happening. It's also, I think, like people who don't believe in, like,
condoms?
Contraceptives.
Oh,
like,
well, you don't get to have an opinion doing DoorDash.
Yeah.
Go get the shit.
They refuse to buy the condoms. Go,
yeah.
I think.
All right. Now, here's one. Just because you have on red lipstick, where do you stand on blue lipstick? Would you ever do blue or blue hair or anything like that?
I had some blue eyeshadow in college.
Okay. Eyeshadow is a common place to put some blue. But you've seen girls with the blue lips.
I have.
Right. It's a little off-putting, right?
It's off-putting.
Especially if they teeth yellow.
or blue, for that matter. If you're getting that lipstick on you because it's transferable.
But you can get it. If you got white teeth, I'll forgive the blue on the teeth. But if your teeth are not pearly and you got the blue lip shit on it, it's just bad look.
Blue lipstick, is that a trend?
I've seen it. Hey, go to Afropunk. Go to fucking
well,
Brooklyn.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, on like some some weird shit, but not on like some regular shit.
Not like on a date, yeah. Like if a chick comes out with blue lipstick on a date,
you'd be like, yikes, okay, this is all done. We about to go to a rally.
I used to always feel that way. Like you ever go to the club and it's just like a chick with like blue hair and she's just on the floor dancing and all that, and you go like, who? No one goes to the club like, yo, I hope it's a blue haired chick in there tonight.
Right. But you know she's a vibe. Like that's a party. That's a good time.
Gay clubs.
That's where they be.
I'm the person going to the club being like, I hope there's some blue hair bitches here tonight.
you would take a blue hair bitch home, Nat?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. But all right, come on, talk to me, Nat. Nat, this is a one and done, right?
I hope there's some blue bitches in here tonight.
You can't wife a blue hair girl.
You can't wife that, right?
It's a good time.
Blue haired fun bitches.
You gotta holler at me.
I saw a cute girl on the train today with purple hair, and I was into it.
Yeah. You know what's even worse than a chick with blue hair?
A dude with blue hair.
Yeah.
Just a straight dude out here trying to be different.
With blue hair. This nigga can dunk really good. Like, he can dunk a ball and he got blue hair. Bitch ass nigga.
You know where you won't find blue haired men, ladies? On the Fox Hunters app.
On the Fox Hunters app. Way to
They've
bring that around.
They've gotten Caesar. That all out of this system.
Way to bring that around. Wrap this shit up.
Silver hair foxes,
silver.
Maybe.
Silver.
But you ain't going to find no blue hair
None
fox.
None of that blue bullshit.
Nope. Ain't no follow the blue rabbit, follow the blue fairy. None of that.
None of that shit.
Just straight, you know what you going to get. Shooters, ladies, if you are looking for missionary sex,
shouts out to missionary.
Missionary Cordis at 8:30.
Perfect time.
Off right, to sleep at
right
9.
Right after a belly full of soup, on a belly full of soup, you're going to fuck on a belly
if
full of
soup.
If
you are looking for a full 8 hours of sleep and a posturpedic mattress with high thread count, ladies.
Sanka.
All right. If you are looking for a man whose apartment doesn't smell like gym clothes.
Uh-huh.
If you're looking to get all of your chores done before 12 p.m.
Right.
While watching the news.
If you are done competing with PlayStation.
Right. Hello. I'm like, it's still
if
NBA
you don't
season?
Wanna,
NBA season
if
go all
you don't feel
summer?
Like dealing with his PS5 fantasy team.
My word.
Ladies, if you're looking for a man who loves cowboy boots, just appreciates a good boot, you
a
know what I mean?
Good like, boot.
If you're looking for someone to match your Snoop Dogg Skechers with your Doja Cat Skechers.
Right. Ladies, if you're looking for someone to hold your purse while you get on a roller coaster.
Ladies, if you're looking for a nigga to hit you in the snout with a new paper.
If you're looking for a man who does not like to be disturbed while having his coffee and reading the paper, the Fox Hunters app is for you, ladies.
Ladies, if you're looking for a nigga named Maynard.
Maynard.
Go on over to the Fox
and
Hunters.
A man who doesn't do nicknames. Maynard, please.
Maynard right. Brown.
Please respect it. It was my grandfather's name. It means something.
This nigga.
Brownie, thank you for coming on.
I appreciate you. So much fun.
Coming through again. Good luck with all the app. If me and T thank ever you. Break up, I'm getting on there and I am slaying.
There you go.
Millennial puss.
Yeah, the apps. If the bat signal ever went back out in the sky for your boy, the apps.
Yeah. I'll probably still download it anyway just in case. You know what I mean? Just start
thank
a little
you.
Profile.
If they put the bat signal back in the sky for your boy.
Well, yeah. Or I'll just make a profile of like a white man. Like I'll be all the things that the ladies are looking for.
Uh-huh.
But
on
just,
paper.
And I just won't respond.
Okay. There you go. Ghost them.
I just want look at all these bitches in my DM.
Leave them on red app. This is the left on red bitch. That's what that is.
Right?
Get an app called Left on Red.
You know, what do girls be saying? You got to see all these checks in my inbox. Ooh, right?
I don't know what them girls be saying.
I don't know. I just want to be that
they
guy. I want to be the guy in high demand. Right? Go ahead,
the
T.
The only way people will know that you and I broke up is if you start doing a bunch of overhead from the side selfies.
That's so funny.
That's such an old man.
It is.
Selfie up high to the left. Look up.
Yeah.
If you start posting a bunch of those, people will know you're single.
Those are those are old thirst traps, right?
Yeah.
Old traps.
I like grown people's profile pictures. It's just them. Like, it's usually
in
like
the
half
mirror.
Of their face. You know what I mean? And they're just sitting there focused Or is this thing with the holding the chin and the big old
yeah.
watch?
They all look like office.
Yeah. Watch.
They're all doing the yeah. novella shit.
Or the cigars. That's the other thing, ladies. If you want a man who just smells
cigars.
Like cigars, huh? Yeah. Make you feel sick.
Running like I'm old. Yeah. She like them old leathery niggas.
I do.
That's what she do. She like level.
You ladies, if you want a man that you're going to have to moisturize these hands and just break down these calluses.
Ladies, if you want a man that owns property on a bayou, yeah, go ahead over to the Fox Hunters.
Get yourself, soak his feet, too.
Get yourself a Benjamin.
All right. Ladies, if you like evening strolls, not strolls, excuse me, Sunday drives.
Okay, there you go.
29
yeah,
miles per
hour. Can't walk to
hour.
The knees and the hips and the back. No, yeah. We're not walking too
yeah,
far.
Yeah, yeah,
driving. Yeah. We're driving.
You're ready to help someone through a hip replacement.
Ladies, if you're willing to fight this nigga's nurse. Anyway.
Yeah. True story.
Come over
True
to
stories.
Fox Hunter. Right. The Fox Hunter app. Get in a fight with a head nurse.
Yeah. All right, Brownie, one more time. Where can the people find you if they're looking for you online?
Yes, it's foxhuntersclub.com. It's Fox Hunters Club on the socials, X, Instagram, Facebook, Fox Hunters Club, Android, and iOS.
All right, give it a look. Check out Brownie, too, on her pages. Toto Tower. Guys, close us out. Say goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Subscribe to No Need for Apologies on YouTube. And also watch my show Guest Digital now on the Guest Digital website.
All right, Derek. Anything you want to plug or anything?
Hey, we're going to be in Arizona and in a few other places. I'm just auditioning and writing sketches and shit. I really don't have anything for you guys. I'm in the trenches.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure to like, share, subscribe. Yeah, make sure to also rate
here.
Us. If you listen to us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts, please leave us 5 stars, leave us a comment, leave us a rating, all that good stuff.
Right.
And leave us comments on YouTube. Like us. We're in YouTube jail right now. So help us out.
Yeah. How do we get out
like,
of YouTube
share, subscribe.
Jail?
I don't know.
We got to just push through. It's like social media. You got to just push through.
Who knows? Wow. And for all the real ones, they always come in and check out the bonus content. There'll be a new bonus episode going up Friday. We review the videos that you guys have sent in. So Skizzik75, Marcel, Tiff Malcolm, thank you guys for all sending in your videos. Sound Spanish, Driving Dogs, Sweet Moves, Light wow. Appetizers, Black Air Force Ones. These will be some of the videos that we will be reviewing, so please go check those out. If you are not a premium subscriber, you can do that on 2 different ways. GasDigital.com, use promo code NNFA for a, is it 7 or 14 days, Nat?
NNFA 14, 14-day free trial.
NNFA 14 to get a 14-day free trial, get caught up on all of the bonus episodes. And those Tubi movies are still up there. When we were watching all the Tubi movies and stuff like that, those
Tubi.
Are still up there. So if you need help getting introduced to that, cool. And also, if you don't like it there, for whatever your reasons might be, you can go head over to the Patreon, patreon.com/ I'm Dave Temple, and the bonus content is there also for just... price of a cup of coffee. Price of a cup of coffee a month.
Right,
you get
it.
Access to all of that.
Well, we
all
like
of that,
that
content, and you get to support Lil Baby T. That's where all of these monies go.
Okay.
So, thank you. That was a great episode.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for coming in. Yeah. We'll see you guys later. I'm Dave. Peace out.
Derek.
This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.